first big set piece of this general election takes place tonight and brings all 10 party leaders together at RTE for the first televised debate of the campaign. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham was in Tipperary yesterday where Fine Gael launched its election manifesto in Horse and Jockey. He's back from the Premier County and he joins me now. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Manifesto's falling like a snow blizzard at the moment, but from the launches so far and the promises that we've heard so far, and we still await Sinn Féin's manifesto tomorrow, what promises do you think will connect with voters?
Yes, Sinn Féin will be publishing its general election manifesto tomorrow, as will the Social Democrats as well. So there's two parties outstanding. And with that, effectively the election enters a new phase because all of the policies will be out there and the politicians will likely be tearing strips off each other as they try to stand up their policies and knock down their opponents. It's clear there are very different approaches being taken to solving things like, Mary, like the housing crisis or on taxation. And yet at the same time, I don't think a single issue has come out to dominate the campaign or capture the public's imagination. And that maybe is, you know, makes tonight's debate so interesting because one misstep can really cause trouble for a party leader who gets it wrong. And after all, it's only just 12 days to polling.
Do you think any of them will have been listening this morning and will take heed of what Professor John McHale was saying to us here on the programme? And I'll sum it up like this, as he did himself in his last sentence. They need to strengthen the tax base and save the Apple money.
Well, I think there is an element to that in which there's so much promises being made in relation to not just the tax take that we have, but the additional money coming from AIB shares, from Apple. There's a hesitancy, I think, among the electorate just to wondering, where is all this money going to continue to come from? Because we know that economic cycles are cyclical, they go up and down, and if we're in a downturn, how are we going to be able to pay if the state is taking on that extra responsibility? So it's up to the party leaders to be able to explain that. And because all the policies are out, Mary, or will be out by tomorrow, there'll be far more scrutiny as to whether or not individual parties, their figures add up.
Yeah, now this John McGahan story, this is this award from a High Court civil action of 39,000 to the alleged victim of an assault which John McGahan was acquitted for by a jury in the Circuit Criminal Court. He's the Fine Gael TD, or the Fine Gael candidate, I should say, in Louth. Do you think this is a problem for Fine Gael?
Well, it is a problem when both Micheál Martin and Mary Lou McDonald are describing the thing as serious. And if you look at what the Sinn Féin leader was saying, in particular, she was broadening the issue and not just questioning Mr. McGahan's suitability to stand, but how the Fine Gael leadership stood over it. Now, just what that will mean in the campaign, we don't know. But from yesterday down in Horse and Jockey, it was clear both the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, and deputy leader, Helen McEntee, were emphatic yesterday in backing the senator. They were saying it was dealt with by the courts. He raised the issue of self-defence. The jury had all of the evidence and found Mr. McGahan was not guilty, so the matter's closed. So I think what we're waiting to see now, Mary, is to see if opposition parties continue to raise it. That's where we currently stand.
And I suppose waiting to see as well whether they will all turn their barrels tonight on Simon Harris around that issue.
Exactly. I think one of the interesting things about this debate is going to be led by the presenter, Katie Hannan. It's on RTE1. It's the largest debate with all of the leaders. There's 10 leaders going to be there. So that's going to be quite an interesting thing. And then the question is, who is doing what? Is it the case that all of the party leaders gang up in Fine Gael, or is it that we see once again Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael having a go at each other? So we just don't know what the dynamic is going to be, and I think that's what makes it so interesting, because there isn't any sort of clear trajectory to the campaign so far.
On RTE1 television tonight after the 9 o'clock news, and we'll hear from Katie Hannan a little later on. Paul Cunningham, thanks a million.